The gist for can caffeine help with exercise in fibromyalgia, ME/CFS, and long COVID? We have exercise on the brain, kind of literally, you'll see. This is the seventh Health Rising blog in the last couple of months to feature the effects of exercise and how one might improve it. Given the veritable explosion of exercise studies in fibromyalgia, it's not surprising to see caffeine, a known athletic performance enhancer, be featured in a fibromyalgia exercise study. Caffeine is able to enhance exercise in several ways that might be helpful in fibromyalgia, ME/CFS, and long COVID. It upregulates fatty acid metabolism and reduces central fatigue, which occurs when the brain produces fatigue in order to stop us from exerting ourselves. The NAF intramural study found evidence of central fatigue in ME/CFS. This small Brazilian study found that fibromyalgia patients given caffeine experienced more vigor, enjoyed the exercise more, had increased muscle oxygenation, etc. These findings were tied to a reduction in central or brain-induced fatigue. They concluded, quote, caffeine seems to be a promising bioactive to counteract the central mechanisms of fatigability and improve the exercise experience among fibromyalgia women, end quote. The question, as Lawrence Oliver so inimitably put it to Dustin Hoffman in The Marathon Man, is it safe? Could a caffeine-induced improvement of central fatigue allow people with ME/CFS and long COVID in particular to push too hard, damaging their muscles and causing more post-exertional malaise, or PEM? Or, since central fatigue and increased effort are present in both of these diseases, might caffeine's ability to reduce central fatigue and effort perception allow them to exercise a bit more and become a bit fitter and healthier? We don't know. In general, it appears that muscle fatigue is produced by the brain while muscle pain is produced more by the muscles, suggesting that caffeine might work best if fatigue is the main problem. Caffeine's ability to reduce perception of effort and improve performance might be able to help with the increased perception of effort the intramural study found was associated with exertion in ME/CFS. Caffeine, of course, is a central nervous stimulant that can be helpful or not depending on your biological makeup and how often you use it, etc. Studies show wide variability in results from person to person. Caffeine enhances alertness and motivation, can keep you regular, and may protect against some brain conditions. On the other hand, it can produce heartburn and nausea, irritability, and jitteriness, and when taken in large amounts, over 5 cups a day, can inhibit calcium absorption in the bones. This study suggests caffeine may be able to help some people with fibromyalgia and perhaps similar conditions exercise a bit more and get a bit more fit, and that, of course, would be very helpful. If you've tried to use caffeine to help you exercise, please tell us how it went.